Hello and good day. My name is Monica Ramirez. I'm from the University of Arizona, and I'm super thankful and honored to be here today on KXCI Thesis Thursdays. And today I'm with Jackie Rybin.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell us what you're doing at the University of Arizona.
Currently, I am working on a case study approach looking at a really cool farm-to-table program at the Star School, and that's in Loop, Arizona. They primarily serve Diné youth. It's really cool because their approach with their farm-to-schools curriculum, it's called Healthy Foods for Navajo Schools, honing in on traditional food knowledge with the Diné culture, and it's been really awesome passion project for me. I'm non-Indigenous. I'm not Diné. I'm a white cisgender woman. And so I'm coming in working in solidarity with some pretty kick-ass Indigenous scholars, trying to hone in on those traditional foods, including blue corn mush. It's pretty heavily nutritious, and it's just really cool, really engaging the kids' heritage and history within Diné culture. As we know, that's kind of been tried to be erased through colonialization and assimilations. My hope is really be a helper and kind of help bring in that self-determination resilience within that curriculum to ultimately inspire youth to really feel pride and connection to Diné traditions around food.
Yeah, that sounds like an outstanding project. I'm super excited for you. What do you want to do once you finish your master's?
I have two bachelors, one in public health. Well, I worked as a nanny. I lived in Seattle for about 5-6 years. I just volunteered a lot at night teaching community nutrition classes and did my AmeriCorps term and really wanted to make sure what I was doing, I was fully passionate about, because I feel like work is easier once you really are in it and you love it. And so this is my jam, and decided to go back, and I'm ultimately going to be applied to dietetic internships for next year. So I'm in a one-year master's program. Hopefully the next step of getting some credentials to be an RDN, registered dietitian nutritionist.
The farm to table combined with being in a school setting, combined with Indigenous knowledge and collaboration and education and pedagogy and theory, you're just doing
exactly.
A nice, awesome big mix. And I would say you're walking the top. What kind of music are you listening to?
I really like indie, also alternative 90s rock. Let's see, just today's hip hop and rap. I just feel like I got a lot of love for music, especially with the pandemic. I feel like it brings up some, you know, good happier times and kind of lifts spirits. So it's kind of, you know, what your mood is, and love all kind of different types.
Well, we appreciate that. We're grateful for your audio diversity and the type of curriculum and educational program you put together to be the best dietitian you possibly can. So congratulations on all your accomplishments thus far. Got a bright future ahead of you, Jackie. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Monica. I really appreciate it.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.